Guys, our group text thread is just like the B-roll that didn't make the show of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just our shitty side conversation.
Calling an Uber.
It's true. The only thing I text you guys about is like, it's the non-interesting things, but like, I feel like I have to provide you updates.
I'm glad I get the scraps of your life.
Yeah, thanks.
You give me the scraps of your lives.
And everybody gets the meat. The meat's for the public.
We have to pick. Should we keep the podcast or should we be friends in real life?
Just be normal, regular friends?
Kind of like the podcast.
Yeah? You're okay giving up on the reality?
We've almost made $100.
It's true. We're a dollar short of $100.
We're not actually.
Is that what you value our total friendship as?
Let's be clear. That's based on Mike's bad math, so...
That's true.
Yeah.
How much have we actually made?
Is this going into the episode?
I don't know.
Because we probably shouldn't talk about our financial situation here.
Probably not.
Don't want to talk about the books with...
That's true.
Two-digit dollar amounts.
So that's it then. Just to put a bow on it, as it is Christmas time, we are officially ending our outside of podcast friendship and everything that we discuss will be pretty much on the air or through text about what's going to be on the air.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, we'll conduct our public or our friendship on the show.
God, guys, I'm hurt a little, but I guess it's a 2-to-1 majority. Jeez, putting a lot of time, you know, telling you guys about like my life and like getting guidance, and now it's all here. It's gone.
Here's the thing, though. Just think about how cool it will be if you have a podcast as like a groomsman in your wedding. Nobody's ever done that. The podcast is now your best friend.
Wait, what do you mean? You guys wouldn't come to the wedding?
Well, I mean, I would, but I would like have my microphone and my like headphones on the whole time.
Yeah, we'd just be doing the show.
Yeah.
Please don't bring recording equipment to my wedding, you guys.
Instead of this woman, who would you rather have married?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I think I would be most hurt by the fact that after all that time we put in on instead of, that's the best that you guys came up with on my wedding day.
I mean, I feel like most other things would just like insult your soon-to-be wife. Like, really? You picked these flowers? This is your wedding song? Couldn't you have picked anything else?
I noticed that you stopped saying instead of in these and just kind of went into old-fashioned criticism, Josh.
Really? You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Tappan Johnny, and me, Mike Bogart.
We could start with gifts.
We could do gifts.
We're starting with gifts?
We don't have to start. Well.
Well, no. I sorry. My tone of voice meant, oh, we're starting with gifts? Like, goody. I didn't mean like, we're starting with gifts. Shouldn't we save it for later? I know it sounded like that, but like, I'm excited. So I'm ready to start with gifts if you guys are ready to start with gifts.
Okay. So let me explain to our listeners what's going on here. So because it is the holiday season.
Winter.
Yeah, winter. It is the winter season. I guess Hanukkah is just over, I think. And Christmas is around the corner from when this episode comes out. So we all decided to send each other gifts, and we're going to open them live on the air. So before we jump into the opening...
God, can you not say that?
I don't mean like the black hole. I just want to know where both of you stand on gifts, because I like giving gifts. I'm a person that enjoys giving gifts to people.
You are a giver of gifts. I've received 2 gifts from you, and that's 2 more than I've ever received from anyone else.
Wait, what?
That's not true.
Yeah, that's not true at all.
We're not a big gift-giving, like, we weren't a big gift-giving family. It's not like a Christmas thing. We kind of did it just because, like, it was the culture, but, like, it's not like, I don't know. It just, there wasn't a lot of gift exchange.
I'm sure I've given you a gift, dude.
I'm pretty sure this is a... No, dude, I'm telling you, this is genetic. My dad on the record, notorious, terrible gift receiver. Awful. Most gifts returned record holder. And I know that because they were my gifts that he returned. Why does this make it sound like my childhood was sadder than it was? But anyway, when my dad would do that, it kind of set the tone of like, hey, maybe we should stop buying the dude gifts, which actually I still haven't done. But, you know, as a result, gifts just aren't a very big part of my life.
I remember a gift that you gave me.
What did I give you?
I think it was when I turned 15, you gave me Weird Al's poodle hat.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was a great gift.
No, dude, that's horrible. That's not cool to give someone a Weird Al CD for their birthday. I'm glad we're still friends. I'm thankful you didn't think I was so strange.
Do you remember what we did for your 16th birthday party?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, dude, we went to Chuck E. Cheese. We had to bring your brother because you can't go in if you're under 18 without a chaperone.
I thought it was just the right amount of like on the nose humor.
So before we started recording, Mike and I were kind of talking about like when you give gifts to somebody and you're not recording a podcast, like. You have the opportunity to be a little bit thoughtful and, you know, play off of something that they might like or they might need or something that's important to you. But because we're giving gifts on a podcast, I think like it ushers in a new layer that wasn't previously there. And like, so my gifts to Mike, which I think didn't all arrive, were very practical based on things that he's talked about on the show. So that if our listeners have been listening since the beginning, we've done, you know, 25 episodes now, they might understand.
You know, your little didn't all arrive right there. Really, really subtly trying to be like, I outdid what Devin got for Mike. Like,
no.
Like, I caught that. And I think that my white elephant gifts are going to blow your white elephant gifts out of the park.
We'll see.
Well, that may be so. I have no idea. I'm not trying to compete. I'm just saying that, like, I ordered three things.
Let's
and I'm
compete.
Pretty
Let's make a decision on who gave the best silly gift today.
Let's Christmas war.
Okay. And then just the preface, mine to Tappan were a little bit more aspirational based on things that I know you wish you could do.
Already, I know what's coming.
Do you?
You bastard.
What do you think it is? What do you think it is?
Oh, I know what it is. It's the aspirations. They'll reveal themselves. Let's do this. Let's do the actual gifts.
Okay, Tappan, you open first.
So whose do I start with first? Because I know which of you gave me which, because for the last, I don't know how many years, Mike has been referring to me in the postage by Tappan Ass Johnny. And so there's two of those. The many people in the U.S. Postal Service have seen that. Oh. And the other one said, instead of care of my name. And so I've never seen that before. So who wants to go first?
Oh, I don't care.
Fine. You know, I thought this was Christmas. I thought we were having
fun. Do mine.
I'm doing field reporting. I see you wrap them, Mike.
Yeah. I'm so nervous.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know.
It is very difficult to open a box one-handed. Okay, there appears to be just one thing in here, and it is an Amazon Dash button. Oh, get the fuck out of here, Mike.
What is it for?
I can't read this.
It's part of
a family program.
What is it for?
Now this is in my possession? My parents are going to be here this week, Mike. Jesus.
What is it for?
It was part of an old theme that I ditched, but I still thought it was good.
Great. Anyway, there's a lovely blue design with a little bit of like penciled artwork, and then right above it, it just says, again, for those who don't know, an Amazon Dash button, not an advertisement. Anytime you like click it, it resends the product to your house. And so Mike thought it was necessary that I buy some passion lubricant quite often. And so now that's in my home. Great. Wonderful. I don't know why Amazon sent it in such a huge ass box, but all right. Mike, let's do your next one. Let's see Mike, you go. I got to recover a little bit.
Can I guess? Is the other one just your first shipment of passion lubricant?
Oh God! Fine, I'll open. One second.
No. I.
Hang on. Mike, how are your nerves holding up?
They're okay. They're well. We'll see. I don't know about this next one.
But you felt good about the last one?
I did, actually.
Okay, hang on. All right, I got it. Okay, a little confused right from the get-go. It's a bag with a silhouetted, maybe it looks like a hen, a silhouetted hen just saying, ooh. And then at the bottom it says, latex mask.
Yeah.
So there's a whole bunch of stuff to read on the back. I don't want to do that at the moment. It's in a bow. There's a package within this late. Yeah, great. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for this.
Wait, so what is this?
I can't. Hang on. Dude, what the fuck, dude? What do you think of me? Why are you sending me this?
What is it?
What is it? Well, first of all, the brand name is Lubber, Mike. Did you know that? Lubber.
Yeah, I did, actually, yeah.
They took pride in that. It is a realistic eyes follow you fucking owl mask. Owl mask and lubricant? Mike, I don't fucking want this life, okay?
Okay,
Look.
Let's go. First of all, what do you say when somebody gives you a gift?
Yeah.
Mike, did you know that this latex mask came with a card that says the following? Dear friends, more than one, have a good time. I don't know what signals you're sending me.
Okay. Clearly.
Have a good time.
Oh, God, I got to throw this out. This dash button that just incidentally also looks like a condom, so that's not good.
Okay, so here, let's go for a little bit of a palate cleanser. I know that what I have given you is going to enable you to be on the path to doing something that you've always wanted to do. So why don't you just jump into that?
Why do I have to go through this, what I thought was going to be pleasant evening, and has turned out to be a humiliation, fucking public ridicule? Why do I have to go through this whole thing first?
Okay, fine.
No. I've already got the key in hand. One second. Mm. Josh, remember, I just went through something, okay? So, like...
Yeah, no. No humiliation coming from me, I promise.
You know what I did with your guys' gifts? Do you guys want to know?
No.
I thought, hey, I'll get them one nice one and one silly one, and we'll all laugh together. And then I got a fucking, like, an owl that is blonde for some reason. The owl has blonde felt hair on top of it.
How are the feathers? They're supposed to be deluxe.
Okay, you know, Mike, I'm actually kind of glad you said that because they were noticeably soft.
Really?
I just didn't want to bring it up.
Dude, I paid extra for that.
I'm throwing this out. I'm throwing it out. No one should have this. Okay, Josh, there seem to be two things in here. I'm opening one.
Yep.
What the fuck is this? It's ropes. It's just rope, okay?
It's not just rope.
There's more. It's ropes and a metal, seems like a weapon. There's more in this box. Now there's a hook. It's like horns. Guys, all of this is going in the garbage. I don't care what it is, Josh. I don't want it. There's two sets of horns. Fine. Okay, and what's in the other thing?
It's a grappling hook.
Dude, you got a grappling hook?
It's not a grappling hook. Hang on. Also, I can't fucking be having grappling hooks. Guys, don't even talk me into this. It's not the life I want. Again.
Wait a minute, though.
Here's the thing, though. You said... Like, you always talk about how cool Just Cause is and how, like, he's just, like, grappling hooks everywhere and, like...
Very thoughtful.
It's a game, Josh! It's a fake game, okay? Like, guys, disassociate! Hang on, I can't open this other part once I talk amongst yourselves.
So maybe he won't like my second gift as much either. Because I may have purchased both under the assumption that he did want to be like the guy in Just Cause.
Okay, I have an idea.
Wait, no, stop. There's a bunch of pieces in here. Key fob. Is this a... Josh, if you fucking got me a gun holster, I'm going to be real pissed, dude. I have to throw this out today.
No gun holster.
Okay, what is this? It is an X-Tech starter kit designed for cameras and LCD screens and lenses. Great for spying.
What? That's not what it's supposed to be.
What is that?
A mini tabletop tripod. Lens cleaning fluid. What is five-piece cotton swabs? Why'd you get me this? What the fuck is going on? I'm okay, not grateful.
Allow me to explain.
Wait, there's something else in here. There's something else in here. No, it's just more belts and ropes. God, whole thing's the same.
What this is supposed to be, this is supposed to be a GoPro accessory kit for a wingsuit.
Is it?
It's supposed to be, yes. Because, like,
I mean, no, say it.
A GoPro.
Get through what your plan was of what you want. What this is what you want me to do. You said earlier, right? You want me to aspire to this.
So I thought that you were aspiring to be like the guy in Just Cause. So I got you a grappling
Why?
Hook.
Why? Why did you think that?
And a wingsuit was too expensive, and I didn't know your size. And a GoPro was too expensive, so I got you the GoPro accessory kit. So when you end up getting a wingsuit and a GoPro, you've already got the accessories ready to record those wingsuit trips.
Mm. Very thoughtful.
I will say, you know, both of you got the address right. I'm thankful for that. Got the gifts in time. You know, nice of you. Again, Mike, the quality on the owl mask is top notch. Thank you for spending a little extra.
I'm really glad to hear that. Yeah.
I don't want you guys to expect to hear or see these gifts again. And if that's cool,
wait,
then I'll just say thank you for the gifts.
Great. You're welcome.
And I hope you like what I got you.
Okay.
What's next?
I just want him to take a picture with the mask on and nope. Send it to us.
No one's ever going to put the mask on, Mike. Ever.
No, why not?
Not while I have a say in it.
Can I put it on when I come over?
It won't be here when you come over. And I'm not saying that because I'm not grateful for what you did. I just don't know why you did that to me.
Okay, I'm going to jump into one of these. I got this one addressed to Josh Barrison. I assume that's from Mike.
It is.
It's a small padded envelope. I also got an Amazon Dash button. This one isn't humiliating. I mean, I guess it could be in the certain context, but I feel like Tappan would have been happy with this one. It is an Amazon Dash button for Cheez-Its.
What?
Any Cheez-It product.
Any Cheez-It product.
You have 23 different options.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Cheez-Its.
Well, different audience. You got to know your audience on the Dash button. And like... Cheez-Its, lube.
I wish someone could see my face right now. I'm so confused. Gotta know your audience. I've eaten Cheez-Its, just boxes in front of you. I told you once that, like, you know what women love? Cheez-Its and wine. I told you the secret to dating.
So I guess maybe he thought you had one already. I didn't know that secret.
That's true.
Fair enough. And I guess that's why, aspirationally, you got me my Dash button, because you thought I'd figured out the Cheez-Its part. Thanks, Mike.
Well, originally, your other thing was going to be a grow a girlfriend in a cup.
Fucking. You... So heartbreaking.
Okay, I'm going into this other one here. This one... It appears to be something that is...
Who's it from?
This one's from Mike also. I have no idea what this is. I can describe it. It is a... it looks like like a pool toy, like a vinyl pool toy. It is shrink-wrapped. There's a tag. Hang on. What does the tag say? Okay. I don't know how to pronounce this word. Cockle, C-O-K-L-E, mermaid tail, bedroom sofa, dark blue.
Dude, you got an inflatable sofa that looks like a mermaid tail?
No.
What is it?
It's like a blanket that when you wear it, you have a mermaid tail. Or when you're using it. Oh. It's a mermaid tail blanket.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll use this too. It gets chilly in Boston in the winter. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I've openly talked about how cold it is right now in this room. No, I gotta be grateful for this. You guys still did something.
I spent about 2.5 hours looking for your guys' gifts.
That doesn't make sense. That just doesn't make sense.
It shows. I appreciate it, Mike. You did well.
You're welcome.
Okay, Mike, or Josh, remember there's one gag gift and one gift I think you'll like, but geez, next time I will not do that. I will just give you guys bullshit.
Okay, I'm going to open yours now, Tappan. Okay. There are two things in here.
Sorry about those mic noises.
There is a Super Mario Odyssey collectible lunchbox kit.
Oh.
Right? Because he likes video games and he likes lunch. It's
very thoughtful.
Talked about all these things.
Wow.
And like, you know, he buys all this stuff all the time. And this is, I just thought he'd like it. It's like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Enjoy lunch and this thing that you like in the games world.
Well, thank you.
I feel really, really pretty bad about mine now. I feel pretty shitty.
And then, Josh, open up the silly one. Open up the silly one and see how fun that one is, too.
So the fun thing is that these were shipped in a single box. And I have two gift notices. One that says TJ present 1, open before 2, and the other says TJ present 2, open after 1. I have no idea which is which. But.
God, I'm funny, man.
The second is a dunk hat.
A dunk hat?
I would like you to explain this on the air.
This appears to be a wearable dunk tank. So it is like a snorkel, like goggles that is attached to a plastic tub that sits atop your head, and it has these like two targets.
And there's two targets by your ears, Mike. People whiff baseballs by your ears and then try to drink or dump soda onto your face. It's a no-win situation.
Oh my god. I love it.
But wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
That would be so fun.
Okay, Mike, your gifts.
Thank you.
Open Josh's last. Open mine first.
Okay, I'm not sure if this is from you or if it's just something that I ordered on Amazon. So, little adventure here. I was supposed to receive 5 packages, and I have 2 of them so far. Mm-hmm. Okay, this doesn't look like something I would order.
What is it? What is it?
I don't know yet. This first one says, TJ present 2 open after 1, but it also just floating randomly in the box. Okay, here we have a, what the fuck is this? Here we have a laser grip 774 infrared thermometer. Why?
Let me explain. I was looking for silly gifts. I really was.
Silly gifts.
And then I saw like a shootable, pointable thermometer. And my first thought was,
dude, are you serious?
Mike would use this more than anyone I know.
Are you kidding me?
I got you a silly gift that you would have fun with.
I can point this at anything and it'll tell me what my lasers is, like what the temperature of that thing is.
I think so, bud.
Oh my God. Okay, hold on.
One of the pictures, Mike, is a guy pointing at some asparagus that he's cooking on the stove.
Here's a weird thing. A generator in my building was like smoking the other day, so they had to evacuate the building. Fire department came and everything, and we came back inside. And then the next day, a guy comes by and he knocks on my door and he says, "Hey, so we had that evacuation yesterday, and most of the heating systems in the building need to be turned off and back on again. Is your heat working?" And I said yes. And then, as if I was unable to answer, he took out one of those thermometer laser guns and took the temperature from my wall. I don't know why he asked me the question if he's going to check anyway, but he's like, "Yep, 68. Looks good."
Mike, do you see shit. The world I have unlocked for you today?
This is amazing.
Okay? I care about you.
It felt very intrusive. I gotta say, it felt very intrusive. It's like, I opened the door just like, you know, 2 feet or something like that. And he's like, he is infiltrating my home to find out the temperature. He doesn't even need to step inside. He just shoots it inside and then he knows. You now have this power, Mike.
Yeah, that's awesome. I got my battery set up going right already.
You're doing it right now? I knew you were. Because you know what? I figured by the end of this episode, we would know the temperature of your toe.
Number two here. I have Team Elves, Winner's Workshop. I have a Florida State Elf.
Because you like knickknacks and Florida State.
It's true. I love knickknacks in Florida State.
Happy holidays.
Thank you very much. This is, what am I? I love it, man. He has little Velcro palms, and he's kind of like a beanbag, so you can throw him around.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Very beautiful.
Now, the last gift of the night.
So I'm pretty sure two of my three things just didn't arrive.
Making excuses right out of the gate. Here we go.
I will open those later, though.
But this is practical.
Here we go. Dun, dun, dun. Can someone, like, drum roll me? No? Okay, no. High five your family and friends.
Explain it.
I believe what we have here is a little device that I can strap to my palm.
No way.
It is. And it has like a little button on it. So when I, and like five little darts and a little gun.
What?
So what I have here is a handgun.
Are you a James Bond villain who shoots poison darts when they try to high five someone?
It is not a gun.
No, it's not. It's like when you high five me, it shoots off a little dart in like celebration of our five.
It's confetti.
Oh shit! Confetti comes out of here.
I thought that had positive reinforcement for some of your high fives, it would like get you better at high fiving.
Wow, I think you might be right. That is such a thoughtful gift. Clearly, you've listened to the show.
So I'm gonna tell you what one of your other gifts is that's on the way.
Okay.
Because this is like very practical.
Okay.
So at the end of the last episode,
hang on, like pointable thermometer practical, Josh.
Different kind of practical. So at the end of our last episode, we discovered a horrible secret about Mike, in that he likes to open his mouth wide and insert the microphone into his mouth.
So lowbrow. We're so lowbrow.
Look, all I'm saying is just try it once.
Nope. Don't want to. And the microphones that we use have these like foam balls, And it like it's sure to be gross. So I got you a new foam microphone cover.
Oh, thank you.
So you can replace the grody one that you've got now from 6 months of living in your mouth.
It's true. It's are both of yours still blue?
They're dude, what? Gross. Oh, God.
Yours isn't even blue anymore. What color is it, Mike?
No, it's mostly blue.
What's the other part?
Like tan?
Cool. Well, you know, this has been a wonderful gift-giving session, boys. I look forward to it if we do it again next year. You know, if we make it that far.
Happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. From us and instead of to you. I don't know why I said it like that.
What are you doing?
That was good.
What do you mean said? We didn't even agree that you would say something like that.
It sounded very holiday-ish.
Can you say it again?
Happy but holidays.
Like, wait.
From what?
Happy holidays.
What? Give me direction.
Mike, what? No, Josh, you're sitting on the bench for this one. Just for a second. Mike, can you say happy holidays to all the listeners in like your best, I don't know, New York accent?
New York accent.
Yeah, give me a little Brooklyn.
All right. Hey, happy holidays from instead of from us. Shit. Was that good?
You didn't even finish.
That's it. And happy holidays. Bye, everybody. Wait, I mean, we still have so much show left. Bye.
By the way, this episode is brought to you by a dog, of all things.
A dog?
A dog's Instagram account.
Hmm.
So, this dog is a pretty adorable dog. Isn't that true?
Oh my God, man. You've been working on this for hours. You've been working on this for hours.
Didn't she write copy?
She did. So, eyes blue and fur red. She's very well bred. She's kept Seattle.
Go on, now explain a little bit more.
Sure. So this dog's Instagram account is instagram.com/... Nope, that's not the Instagram account. The Instagram account is just at Kep...
Bro.
At Kep Seattle. That's KEPSEATTLE. At Kep Seattle.
Hey, Michael, why don't you tell us about our little friend Kep?
So Kep is a puppy... Kep is what I like to call Kep is my dog that I have for me.
You know, that's not like how pet names work, right? You just sound like someone who's gonna take the dog.
Are you a dog napper?
Well, he keeps sending me pictures of this adorable dog, and I like, what am I supposed to do?
It is a very adorable dog.
I want it.
So I got to meet the dog. Dog's unbelievable. I had such a great time. Mike, I had so much fun, Mike. And I got to say, I took a picture with the dog and changed it like my Bumble main picture. My life has changed, boys.
No way, huh?
People are interested now.
But what happens when they find out it's not your dog?
Every single time I start with the sentence, I'm a fraud.
So let's talk about this dog a little bit. This dog is a toy Australian Shepherd, and it is so small,
tiny,
and so cute. And you should go
fluffy.
Check it out on Instagram. They're already like, I don't know, like 10 pictures or something of this dog, and it's already living it up.
Yeah, catch this Instagram on the rise.
Yeah, you could be one of the first followers of at Kep Seattle.
And what is Kep? Is Kep short for?
Oh, Kepler.
Kepler.
Yeah, you know, Mike, Kepler, Josh, you guys know Kepler, right? We're all smart guys.
Kepler, yeah. Of space fame.
Space
related, you know.
Josh?
He was an astrologer.
An astrologer?
Yes.
Are you sure?
And, I mean, that's what Google says.
And then what else about him?
Also a mathematician.
Was he a cute dog?
And an astronomer. You know what?
An astronomer, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Anyway, I have it on good authority, though, that this dog is going to be more famous than that famous mathematician. So get out on the ground floor and follow Cup Seattle.
Can't stress enough.
Dude, who told you that? Who told you that, though? Like, where are you getting these tips?
You can just tell.
Wow. This guy knows the future.
She has... Wait, is... her eyes are blue, right? I gotta look at this dog again. Hold on. I do follow her on Instagram already. Or is it a boy? I don't.
It's a girl, Mike.
Wait, we have her vitals. Hold on. All right, never mind.
Never mind. Mike, close out the advertisement, please.
How? Okay, that's Kep. Wait. At Kep Seattle, where you go for all your cute puppies needs.
When thinking up a name for his taco shop at Broad and Lombard Street in Center City, Florian Ferxiu checked the political winds. I wanted to come up with a name that's catchy, he said, 32, who emigrated from Albania in 2000. Some people may be offended, but really, I'm an immigrant too, he paused and added. I know it's risky. What do you think this man's taco shop is called?
Is it Ferxiu Tacos?
It's not.
I knew it would be risky to put my name out there.
His taco shop is called Illegal Tacos.
Oh.
Hell yeah. Wait, Mike, you don't like it? That's so cool.
Well,
if there was a company called Illegal, I'd buy all their shit. Like, that's like the core.
That's true.
Of what everything is, right?
I'm into that sort of bad boy ethos.
Josh, what was the instead of?
What do you think the name was instead of Illegal Tacos?
Oh.
I'm bringing some good questions.
No. Like, you know, let's... what did you think it was going to be before you read it?
I mean...
No, you know what?
The headline is...
Wait. Josh, wait. I need to interrupt you. I need to. Because I've recently been informed that... some people think that I'm mean to you on the podcast.
Oh. We're going to beef in the Christmas episode.
It sounds like I have upset a lot of Josh fans. and I have found people who wish me well, you know, telling me that, hey man, kind of went to town on old Josh the other day. So I guess, you know, in the spirit of all this, sorry. I'll try in the new year to cut it by like 20% seems like a good goal. 20% is a good annual goal.
Do you know what you could do that would make me forgive everything mean you've ever done?
What?
Yeah, what?
You could buy a wingsuit and a GoPro and take video of you using my gifts.
Dude, in the owl mask. It's perfect.
This is not an Eagle car loan commercial or whatever from the back in the day of Chicago suburbs.
Don't talk down to me. You're making it worse.
I was talking down to Mike. this is so hard. How do you guys not like talk shit to each? Oh, you know what? This is the thing, everybody on the podcast. I'm doing my Leonardo DiCaprio eye squint because I get it out there. You know, I put it on the table. Mike says something. I go, hey, Mike, funny comment. Haha, but I'm actually making fun of you. I bring it up. I let him know where I keep it real. Mm. These motherfuckers, excuse my language, send gifts. They wait until the end of the year to just drive that knife deep into my soul and just turn it around just a little bit. So you guys are just as mean as me. You just show it different.
I thought you wanted to be like the guy in Just Cause.
It's just, it like the sarcasm just drips, you know, like it collects, it pools. You thought I wanted to be like the guy in Just Cause. Listen to how mean that is. Like, it's at the heart of it.
That guy's cool, though. It's not like I'm saying, like, oh, you wanted to be like Milton in Office Space. I got you a red stapler.
Oh, every sentence. I know what you're doing, Josh. I know the real you, man. Mike, yours is the one.
Mine are just obviously.
Yours is the one that I have known the longest. So I always knew you were just as much of a bastard as I was.
Look, at least you'll get some decent use out of mine.
I'm throwing yours out. I'm throwing all of this out. Don't you guys understand? Well, first I'm going to ask my roommate if he wants like some scrap metal and bungee cords and rope. He's always doing like projects around the house. Maybe he'll come up with a cannon or something. But like, yeah, everything else, it's, oh, Mike, it's gone, man.
I think you've got the ingredients for a very, very interesting night.
Hang on. Actually, isn't this dash button tied back to your account?
Oh, no, is it? Oh, shit.
Where is it? I gotta click it. Dude, where is it?
That is really generous that I now have a lifetime supply of Cheez-Its, courtesy of Mike Bogart.
Mike, where is it? I need to find it before the episode ends and before you disable it.
What have I done? Dude, how much lube do you really need, though?
I don't need any of it, you jackass. It's coming to you.
Oh, wait. All you got me is the gift of pushing a button for Cheez-Its that go to your house?
This couldn't have worked out better for me. Hang on.
I pushed it. I have a red light.
You have a red light.
And then a red blinky.
Oh, well, this is the whole thing. You know what? People who are listening, just trust that I beat Mike to this process.
Hell no. I'm racing to my Amazon account.
Okay, Josh, what happens when it's red?
I don't know. Hang on. I'm reading the instructions.
You got to the instructions? Hurry up. Help.
Oh, no. No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work that way.
Oh, thank God.
Dude, I'm trying to bust through this packaging right now. What do you mean it doesn't work this way? What does it mean?
You have to hook the device up to your account.
So who's pressing the button?
You are, but you are also getting the lube.
But I haven't hooked anything up to my account.
Right, but you need to set it up first.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, so nobody's ordered any lube yet.
No.
So, Mike, you just sent me a button.
In case you ever need lube.
A button that says passion lubricants.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You're a dick, dude. Okay, wait. Let's change the question. Just more generic. It was the last time you were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Okay.
The wrong place at the wrong time.
Has life been that good?
No.
Is it really that easy for you guys? Like, I honestly, I don't think I've said the phrase white male ever, but like, is it really like this? Like, you got nothing? Like, you can't think of one situation where it wasn't exactly how it was supposed to be?
Oh, I got one.
Okay.
Okay.
It was more of a case of doing something in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Okay.
So I was on a study abroad trip in Morocco.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. And I think it was our first or second night there. And we were in a hotel room in Rabat. And we had just found like a place where we could buy wine, which was hard to come by. So we found like, and we bought a bunch of wine. We were in our hotel room. And it was like 2 a.m. and we were being extremely loud. And we were just banging on our hotel room door. Really, really, like, really angry banging. And someone opens the, there's like 6 people in this room, and someone opens the door, and there's just a butt-ass naked man standing in the door, and he looks at us, and everyone just goes, and no one speaks, and he goes, "Shut the fuck up!" And it was fucking dumbstruck.
What did you do?
We shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, man. What do you think they did?
I don't know.
You gotta shut the fuck up after that kind of thing.
left, immediately went to bed. Complete. Oh, it was terrifying.
So the one hardship you faced in your entire life is from when you got to party too hard internationally.
And we're told to just keep it down a little.
And you got access to rare wine.
Yeah.
Amazing. Cheers. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
From us to you.
Yep. Is that how it goes? How does, what do you say? I don't want to say the wrong thing. Jingle bells. Thanks for listening. Josh, you don't have to use that if you don't want to. Thanks for listening. We hope you liked it, because we sure did have a fun time recording it. If you liked what you heard, then please give us a review on Apple, iTunes. Where else do people even get podcasts? I have no idea. There. And then tell your friends and spread the word about us, because, well, why not? Anyway, I think that's going to do it for our holiday special. Goodbye. Do you guys want to know how hot some stuff is?
Yes.
First of all, guys, do you just hear the joy, like, in his voice?
No, this is going to be awesome. Unfortunately, it doesn't go through glass, so I can't get, like, anything outside. But, okay, let's see. This is, oh my God, okay. My carpet, right?
No, okay. I know you want to jump, quote unquote, jump the gun a little bit, but so your inaugural temperature gauge was just the carpet? nothing like ceremonial, you didn't want to do anything? Okay, fine. Well, what's the carpet at?
Okay, currently the carpet is clocking in at a balmy 55.4.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, guys, it's really cold in here.
So it is as cold as you expected?
It's freezing, yeah. It's really, really cold.
How are your toes holding up?
I have slippers on.
Okay, let's do this.
I can't turn the heat on because of the recording.
Okay.
It's true, and I have to sit right next to the window. Anyway, okay, what next?
What is the window? I know you can't get outside, but how cold is the glass?
The glass is clocking in at 57.5.
Okay, how is the glass warmer than here?
Warmer than the carpet.
I think my favorite part about this is that I have subtly, like, rooted into Mike's psyche. Like, he is about to learn things about his living space that previously he would have gone a lifetime not knowing. And, like, that's going to change him. He's going to remember that.
Dude, this is wild. Okay, wait. I'm going to do my own face.
Is that safe?
93.9. Ooh, a little chilly.
What's the healthy one?
98.6.
You're 93 degrees?
Only on the outside. On the inside, I'm fine.
How do you know?
What if you open your mouth?
I don't know. Let's shoot it in my mouth. Yeah.
Guys, are you sure that's safe?
Okay.
You're just going to zap a laser in your mouth? This gift has gotten out of control. I didn't intend for you to kill yourself with it.
I'm only 94.8 on the inside.
Yo, do you need to go to the doctor's office?
What does that mean?
You should go to the doctor. I think you're very, very ill.
Is this reliable, though? Okay. It's something I know the temperature of.
It should be your body.
No, this is going to be the greatest moment ever. What's something you know the temperature of, Mike?
I was thinking that I could heat my oven up and then shoot it at the oven.
No. Fuck, Mike, you should give this back. Just send it back to me.
I need to calibrate it.
No, you're not ready. You're not ready for this, man. I thought you could handle this tech.
I think that's a fucking smart idea.
Just play with the Florida State doll and just give this back to me. You're not ready.
Oh, I could just shoot this at anything.
Are you cackling?
65. Bam. 64. Wow. Wow, the light is so much hotter than stuff, the other stuff.
The light is 73. The wall right next to it, 65.
This thing knows what it's talking about. Okay, this my water glass? No, it doesn't know glass. Damn it. Let's just see if it knows water inside a glass. What do you think? What do you guys think?
So just to be clear, now you're shooting a gun top down into a glass of water?
Listen, what do you think? Will it?
You could be really informative. I think that you should take this to the streets and just start shooting people that pass you by.
No, no, no. Mike, don't ever let it leave your house, Mike.
I was going to do it for like, I don't know, like the mailbox or like, you know, like cute stuff.
I just can't have you on the streets of Chicago carrying around something that looks like a gun.
No, no, that's probably not a good call.
Just don't do it. And Mike.
What?
I know it doesn't go through glass, but don't open your window and shoot the street with it.
That was my next question.
Don't do that.
But you know, like, what if it's really late and no one's out? And I just want to know, what if I'm running late for work? I don't have time to like load my weather app. I just got to get a quick shoot my laser out the window and see what time it is.
We need a buyback program.
Would it not be good to know?
Mike, please don't take it outside. Please.
Mike, I do. I am. What is the temperature of our current political climate?
What should I point it at? The toilet?
Sixty-three point six.